don't knock the microphone over.
If you do, it doesn't matter.
I know. Okay. I feel like it's been a slow plod, but now it's been boom, one. Here I am. But it's been a long journey. My name is Bev Poulton. I've been a midwife in this area for 20 years, and I've recently had to finish work due to health problems. I have been truly blessed to work in a caring profession, and I have no regrets about finishing work because I know that that chapter of my life is finished and the Lord has plans for the next chapter in my life now. I did not plan to be baptized this evening. I had the calling from God to be baptized this morning in the service, and it was so overwhelming. It was one absolutely wonderful. I did try to wait to make sure, but the feeling was overwhelming, and it is right for me now. I have been brought up as a Christian and attended the Wesleyan Methodist Church in Carmarthen when I was growing up, and I went on to become a Sunday school teacher there for several years. I then left Carmarthen to pursue my nursing and midwifery career, working in London, Reading and Bridgend, and then eventually settling back in Porthcawl. My husband and I have three children who were christened in Trinity Church in Porthcawl, and we came to Gilgal Church this morning for the first time as I was walking past this week, and I felt an overwhelming sensation, an urge to come here, and I did not know why, but now I do. The past 4 years of my life have presented me with many challenges. I've had cancer twice and chemotherapy, and also lost my dad to cancer in September. Thankfully, my faith has helped me through, and I am acutely aware of Christ's presence in my life. Many of you who have been through major illnesses will understand that wonderful feeling of the Lord's love, support, and guidance through the hard times, and developing a new meaning to your life afterwards. And I'm at that point now. I am ready to be born again through Christ and to do his work on earth. Thank you for listening to me.
Thanks, Steve. That's a lovely story, isn't it? It's lovely to see how God is working in Bev's life. And we're just going to say a little prayer for her now. Father, we thank you for being with Bev over many years. We thank you, Lord, for helping her on good days and tough days. We thank you, Lord, for that guidance of your Spirit that just this week she passed this church, and that she came this morning and that you've been speaking to her. And Lord, as she responds to that call tonight in being baptized, bless her. Fill her with your Spirit. Strengthen her and support her in her walk of faith. Lord, may she rejoice in you as she is baptized. And may her faith be a witness to many others. Bless her and her family in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.